Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Scorby.
Okay. That's the kind of day we're going to have, eh?
Dog on it.
What? Show is not about dogs, folks. No, really isn't. Well, what I was going to say.
You're Cat. I'm Joe.
220, 221, whatever it takes.
Bingo.
somebody out there knows what that's from.
90210?
No.
No?
Here's a trivia question.
All right.
Helps you. This is from drmprefab.com. There's a hint right there. Why are doors painted red in Scotland?
I don't know.
Just don't know? In Scotland, homeowners paint their front door red when they pay off their mortgage.
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of interesting, but I don't know here if we would brag about that.
Yeah. I mean, immediately the neighbor said, okay, how can we call it some damage? They're paid off.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe they're nicer there and they all have a party.
I mean, I have a red door, but it's not for that reason.
No. I don't want to know.
Mama said she wanted a red door. Okay.
Okay.
It was real simple.
Okay. What mama wants, mama gets. Because when mama's not happy, nobody happy.
But now I will claim that it means that my mortgage is paid off.
Well, good.
I don't know that it is, but it will be now.
Okay. Okay.
I'm standing on it.
Well, if you didn't get it from that, I have a joke of a hint.
Okay.
You'll have to help me with.
By the way, I'm still confused.
Too long. Yeah.
Per normal. No comment.
This is from twshepherd.com, which I imagine stands for like Thomas William Shepherd. I don't know.
Well, I think it was a country song or something.
T.W.?
This is T.W. Shepherd.
It could be. Anyway.
I'm going to sing you a song.
Three contractors were visiting a tourist attraction on the same day. One was from New York, another from Texas, and the third from Florida.
Okay.
At the end of the tour, the guard asked them what they did for a living. When they all replied that they were contractors, the guard said, "Hey, we need one of the rear fences redone. Why don't you guys take a look at it and give me a bid?" So off they went to check it out.
Hmm. First step up was a Florida contractor. Now, he took out his tape measure and pencil, did some measuring, and said, "Well, I figure the job will run about $900. $400 for materials, $400 for my crew, and $100 profit for me."
Next was the Texas contractor. He also took out his tape measure and pencil, did some quick figuring, and said, "Looks like I can do this job for $700. $300 for materials, $300 for my crew, and $100 profit for me."
Now, the New York contractor, without so much as moving, said, $2,700. The guard incredulously looked at him and said, "You didn't even measure like the other ones. How did you come up with such a high figure?" "Easy," he said. "$1,000 for me, $1,000 for you, and we hire the guy from Texas."
I wish that weren't true. It's not really a joke. Could really be.
No, there's humor to this, and we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Anyways.
So any hints yet what we're talking about?
Corruption?
No. No, show's not about the government. Oops.
Oops.
No. This came from me
My name is Jose Manuel.
My downstairs was painted this week. Yeah. Well, part of it was painted.
Were they from Texas, New York, or?
No, actually, he's a nice guy from Stowe, I think.
Hoboken.
Hoboken. No, he's a good guy.
Okay.
It just, of course, is going to take longer than we thought it was going to take. So, well, yeah, you know, he shows up and he starts painting. He's like, "Oh, by the way, I can only do half." And that's after I moved all my furniture and taken all the face plates off and all the stuff out of my drawers and my cupboards. And
Yeah. Isn't it amazing when these guys come in, they always have to go get something else, too?
Yeah. So you're going to come back, what, like day after tomorrow? Well, no, it'll be a week from Monday.
Yeah, I've got things booked.
Yeah. Been
there, have the house that wasn't half done for a while.
Did a perfect job on the part he did.
Okay.
Really perfect. I watched this guy paint without putting tape down. He did the edging without tape, and it is absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
So he can make me wait, I guess.
As long as he finishes up, makes it perfect part two.
He will.
Otherwise, it's half.
He does lots of stuff for me around the house. He's my guy. He's my husband I don't have to deal with being married to.
Except he just seems to be as lazy because he's still not getting it done until...
No, he's not lazy. He's busy. Not lazy. He's busy. I'll tell you a story about that later. Anyway.
Yeah, they're all busy.
So the theme for today...
Yes.
Is?
I don't know.
Home improvement. And DIY home improvement, except I don't...
Oh, DIY.
I only DIY a little bit.
No, DIY is good.
Yeah. I'm doing my cabinets myself.
Okay.
He's doing the walls. I'm doing my cabinets.
Sweet.
And then he'll come back and he'll redo my cabinets.
Okay. I don't know who did these cabinets, but they sure was done wrong.
Sorry. Our word for the day. I found a great website.
Okay.
It's witnessthis.wordpress.com. So it's somebody's blog.
Oh.
And he's got really fun stuff on there. A lot of the etymology stuff that I like so much.
Digging down.
Yeah.
Cool.
So the word today, it's actually a phrase, dumb as a doornail.
Okay.
AKA as dead as a doornail.
Yeah.
Because that's what it used to be called, and then it somehow morphed into dumb as a doornail. Anyway, there's two schools of thought on this.
All right. Doornails are the large-headed studs that were used in the early times, 14th century, to strengthen doors. Fitting doornails involved hammering them through and bending over the protruding bit. The deadness refers to the unusableness of an inanimate object, which is what the doornail became after a good hammering.
Yeah, no, I like this one better.
Okay.
Doornails are another name for the striker on a door knocker. When overused, the striker wears down and no longer makes a sound when it strikes the plate. Dumb refers to the old, non-politically correct reference to not being able to speak. Deaf and dumb.
Dumb, yeah.
Dumb was then misinterpreted as referring to intelligence, hence the saying. Things got a little twisted.
Yeah, how we can take statements and hijack them and turn them into what we... Never mind.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Anyway, that's... Yeah, so anyway. Now, you do some
So
handy.
People that used to call me dumb as a doornail were saying I was really intelligent. I like that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, this is cool.
So you do little DIY things, right? Home improvement?
I'm one of those guys.
So you have tools?
I have tools.
Okay, so you know your tools.
Let's say I have tools.
Okay, well, you only think you have those tools.
Uh-oh.
Here's a top 10 list from totallyhomeimprovement.com.
Okay.
Which is a... Totally Home Improvement site, but they have one little page that has ha-has on it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, a table saw. These are real-life tool definitions. Table saw?
A large stationary power tool commonly used to launch wood projectiles for testing walls with wall strength integrity. True.
And a belt sander, which I just bought. An electric sanding tool commonly used to convert minor touch-up jobs into major refinishing jobs.
Yep.
Or, you know, tables into toothpicks.
Exactly. Hose cutter. Used to make hoses too short, but only usually at one end.
I love that. Yeah. I cut it right, just got the wrong end.
Yeah.
A hammer. It's a divining rod to locate the most expensive parts adjacent to the object you are trying to hit.
Also true.
Sometimes my fingers.
Yeah. Pliers, designed for rounding off bent bolts.
And a pry bar.
Okay.
So it's like a crowbar. Best used to crumple the metal surrounding that clip or bracket you needed to remove in order to replace a 25-cent part.
Yes.
Yep.
And your point is? No. It's true.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I handed the painter a pair of pliers to pull out a nail from the wall, and he just looked at me. They were jewelry pliers. You know, and he just, do you have a hammer?
Jewelry pliers. Yeah, we'll pound it in, cover it up, and paint it up. Nobody will ever see that nail in there.
I have Barbie doll tools. Anyway. I do. I have a set of tools that are pink. Came in a little pink case. Oh, so does other cat.
Cool.
See, that's cool. It is so hard to find dumb criminal stories.
On?
Because dumbcriminal.com is gone. It's gone. They must not have paid their fee to WordPress or whoever. So, he's gone.
That or they've been sued so many times, but...
Okay. So instead...
Okay.
This is from upjoke.com.
All right.
So it's not true.
Not true.
But it's funny.
Okay. Handyman goes to court. So this handyman was caught working without a license. He was a bit of a DIY guy, and had decided to fix some things himself, but wasn't licensed to do so, and they weren't up to standard.
Can you imagine? In the court, the judge received a note from his assistant and immediately declared him guilty for working without a license and for bribing.
Uh-oh. See, turns out he had done some jury-rigging.
I thought that was kind of cute.
I like it, though.
I like it. So, on this twshepherd.com site,
yeah,
he's got some more interesting things. So, this is a little story for story time.
Welcome, young people, to story time. Today, Mama's going to tell us a story of the workman.
A workman was killed at a construction site while building a house. The police began questioning a number of other workers. Based with past brushes with the law, many of these workers were considered prime suspects. They were a motley crew.
See, the electrician was suspected of wiretapping once, but he was never charged.
Dun-dun. Get that? There's two jokes in there, folks.
Yes.
The carpenter thought he was a stud. He tried to frame another man one time.
It gets worse, guys. Edgar Allan Poe. The glazier went to great pains to conceal his past. He still claims that he didn't do anything, that he was framed.
And I had to look up glazier because it was, what is the guy that puts in windows?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. The painter had a brush with the law several years ago.
The heating, ventilation, and air conditioning contractor was known to pack heat. He was arrested once, but the duct charges.
He ducked the charges. The mason was suspect because he gets stoned regularly.
Now, the cabinet maker, he was known as an accomplished counterfeiter.
But the autopsy led the police to arrest the carpenter,
no,
who subsequently confessed. The evidence against him was irrefutable because it was found that the workman, when he died, was hammered. I just like that. That's kind of clever.
I agree. That was fun. Never thought it quite in that way, but yes.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Oh, still got me laughing.
Yeah. So I got some fast facts. Not necessarily funny, but they're interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, from drmprefab.com.
Okay. Most homeowners tend to stay in their homes for about 6 years.
Yeah. Okay. The average bathroom remodel costs $10,500. They also have the highest return on investment, 102%. So, yeah, instead of putting that deck on the back or putting in that shoe closet, not that anyone I know has a shoe closet, you might instead remodel your bathroom.
My sister had her bathroom redone, and she was going to bring in, I won't name company A, but they were going to just put a cover over her old tub.
Yeah, that stuff.
$10,000.
Oh, how big was the tub?
Standard size tub. I mean, it's just a bunch of piece of plastic. It's been molded and shaped.
But there's no seams. There's no cracks. There's no.
I'm sorry. It still doesn't take
$10,000
of plastic. I mean, you probably got $5.27 of plastic. You know, maybe $100 in shipping. And now they want $10,000 to install it.
Is it patented? No, there's a couple companies.
There's
that
a couple
do
companies
that
do it. So.
Wow. Anyway,
I'm sorry. I just think that's
okay. It's brilliant, but yes, that isn't.
You know, I wish I can get away with that kind of charges. But anyways,
13% of previously owned homes are for sale by the owner.
Mm.
Only 13%. I would have thought it was more.
There's risk there.
Yeah.
The average kitchen remodel costs nearly $4,400 and can be a return on investment about 90%. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. So my painting will pay off, right? That's not really a remodel.
You know, if you listen to the major contractors, they're going to tell you, don't do anything to sell the house. Do it because you like it.
And that's why I'm doing it, because I just moved in. Yeah. And it was kind of this ugh, green
color. I mean,
so now it's gray. I'm doing the very chic very avant-garde gray, which in 10 years will be gray.
Yeah, it'll be like, what the God's green earth was this person thinking when they put this on the wall?
Yeah.
I have to tell you a quick story that we had a basement downstairs, of course.
Well, I have my basement upstairs just to make
things different. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. So we had this bathroom downstairs. When we first moved in, they had this ugly green and white checkered wallpaper. And I allowed Mom to do anything in the house she wanted, but I would not let her change that.
He does not live with his mother, by the way.
My wife. My color mama. Affectionately known as yes. Yes, ma'am. Anyways. So I finally, after the second flood in our house, we decided to go ahead and take that down. Start pulling the wallpaper off, looked behind it, and it was full of black. Put the wallpaper back up and called a contractor and ended up having to take 20 feet of my wall out.
Oh, because,
yeah, well, when they put the deck on the back of my house, and this is where that wall was at, mm-hmm. they tied the outside studs of the deck into the framing of the house, but they never sealed the holes coming from the outside in.
So it was a sponge.
So water had been sitting in there for years
years. Yuck.
It has now been taken care of and cleaned up. But anyway.
Now this one I like. This is amazing. A Japanese company has developed a residential earthquake proofing system that raises a house off of its foundation as far as 3 centimeters using just air pressure. Okay. So when an earthquake hits, compressors activate, forcing an immense amount of air under the home, and the house will levitate there until the earthquake ends and then be placed gently back on the foundation. That's brilliant.
Dangerous. No.
Or dangerous. What? Why? Because when the house falls on your sister and it...
Leave my sister out of it, even with those shoes. Anyways, the foundation of the house has to be solid, because as soon as you pick it up and drop it down, it starts cracking. It's interesting.
Okay.
But that being said,
yeah,
most agents agree that the number one reason homes don't sell is the price.
Yeah. Okay.
Not right now.
Because you can sell anything, even, a shack, if you lower the price enough. Yeah, right now it is a seller's market, folks. If you're ever going to sell your home, this would be the time.
This is the time to move.
Yep.
Okay.
Brass doorknobs really doesn't have a lot to do with DIY.
Okay.
But they disinfect themselves. The ions in the metal have a toxic effect on spores, fungi, viruses, and other germs, eliminating the infections within 8 hours. Then why aren't there brass doorknobs everywhere?
Think about it.
Oh. Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Now, wait a minute. Just think about it. 8 hours. So, you touched it in hour one. Now, nobody can touch it for 8 hours.
Okay.
But then the son or daughter comes and touches it in hour two. Dad and the foreman come.
Don't ruin this good fact.
It's a song that never ends.
Just read.
The people of Easter Island.
Read.
The people of Easter Island have a word, tingo, which literally means to take object one desires from the house of a friend by gradually borrowing all of them until there's nothing left.
I got tingoed in my garage. My garage got tingoed one time.
I've never heard it quite used in that manner, but hey.
There was a cheap guy in the neighborhood, and why would I buy that when I could borrow it from them?
I'm just borrowing it.
Just borrowing it, yeah. There's a garden in England dedicated entirely to plants that can kill you.
How would they know that?
Don't know.
Here's another little fact while we're talking about this. In Japan, if you go to a traditional Japanese family, one of the mistakes you don't make is don't admire something in their house.
Oh, because they have to give it to you.
Then they'll give it to you.
Yeah.
And so you have to be very cautious.
I like that BMW in your garage. Yeah.
I will have it shipped to my house then.
So I went to Twitter.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Pages and pages and pages and pages of DIY.
Okay.
A lot of it is true good tips. So if you want some tips on how to DIY your house or your crafts or whatever, it's a great place for it.
By the way, just as a side note, before you start...
How many side notes are we going to have today, Joe?
Working it, babe. I'm working it.
Okay.
No, if you have any project that you need to do at home and you're not sure how to do it...
Yeah.
YouTube. Everybody. You got more people telling you how to do it. So you can find either... I'm sure there's wrong and right ways, but you can find how to do it.
It's amazing.
Anyway.
So I hashtag DIY fail.
Okay.
So this is at RJCM0811. Attempted to put a new blind up in the bedroom. I now have 7 holes above the window and 1 huge hole where 3 have become 1. Hashtag DIY fail.
That's a fail. At Be More Salty, a spoon is stuck in my garbage disposal and now a screwdriver is stuck in the bottom of the disposal and...
beep, 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 beep. Yeah. But then in 2 days, okay. Then Be More Salty posts this. Update, the spoon is out. I bought a saw to cut the screwdriver. At the rate I'm going, I will get the screwdriver sometime in the next 6 months. Thoughts and prayers, please. Hashtag DIY fail. I thought they were going to say that the saw ended up...
Call a contractor. At IDIPHD, got super glue all over my hands, and now my iPhone doesn't recognize my fingerprints.
You know, that word, like if your hand is too wet,
yeah,
and your finger, your skin has swollen, yeah, it doesn't know who you are anymore. By Allie Land, a guy who just served me at the hardware shop pointed to the expanding foam I was buying and asked, is it you that's going to be using this? Yeah, I replied, in a you asking it because I'm a girl tone, in it, and now I'm home and I'm too afraid to use it.
Oh. Journey Mouse, it would appear that there are some alcoves that are just not supposed to have shelves in them. I know, it's a shock to me too.
And then House Medic,
okay.
181. Well, the owner thought it was too expensive to call a registered electrician to add a sub panel. And long story short, my electrician is here now, replacing the main panel. DIY fail.
Bad.
So did you ever watch...
That was a shocking story.
Yeah, it was a shocking... Did you ever watch Tool Time? Home Improvement?
Yes.
Well, Tool Time was a show within a show. Yeah. Loved it. Tim Allen.
More power.
Anyway, this sort of is a top 10 list. I don't know. It's from Mental Floss.
Mental Floss.
And it's things you didn't really know about that show.
Okay.
An American network television staple for a good part of the 1990s, Home Improvement, which premiered 25 years ago. Well, more than that, because this is old. Anyway, it was a sitcom documenting the work and home life of Tim, the Toolman Taylor, stand-up comedian Tim Allen's interpretation of a man unjustifiably secure in his knowledge of power tools and in his ability to communicate with his wife and sons through grunting.
Yeah.
Here are some facts about the show that don't obscure themselves behind a picket fence.
Number one, Tim Allen turned down starring in TV versions of Turner and Hooch and Dead Poets Society to get his own sitcom.
Hmm.
Allen told the Los Angeles Times that it seemed like the Disney executives who pitched him those potential shows were already preparing for failure. When he passed, Disney searched for a producer to develop a sitcom based on Allen's stand-up character instead, which became Home Improvement. Matt Williams, the creator of Roseanne, was eventually hired for the job. Cool.
I didn't realize that was part of his stand-up routine.
I didn't either, but
I didn't follow him back then. Frances Fisher played Jill in the pilot. Do you have any idea who Frances Fisher is?
No.
Okay, me either. Sorry, Frances. The original idea for the show came from Allen and was titled Hammer Time. Frances Fisher, who is better known for her dramatic work on stage... and in films like Unforgiven and Titanic, was originally cast as Tim's wife, Jill. She shot the pilot episode, but didn't test well with audiences, so she was replaced by Patricia Richardson, and the pilot was reshot for ABC.
And Pat Richardson did well.
Yeah.
Stephen Tobolowsky was the original Al. Tobolowsky was cast as Tim Taylor's tool time partner. Then while Home Improvement actors and crew waited to find out when ABC would give them the go-ahead on beginning production, Tobolowsky wanted to be able to seek movie roles to keep his growing family financially secured. The actor decided to drop out of the project, and while he missed out on an ongoing steady paycheck for 9 years, he got to appear in movies like Groundhog Day.
Hmm.
It turned out to be a very good choice for me, said Tobolowsky.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
This is a good one.
Okay.
Richard Karn got the part because of a moving violation. The actor got ticketed for rolling through a stop sign after a Macbeth rehearsal in Los Angeles. He was sent to traffic school, and as a result, he met an agent who told him about Home Improvement. Karn discovered he knew enough people with the show to secure an audition.
Cool.
See, everything happens for a reason.
Now, here's a funny one. Ashley Judd was too talented to play the Tool Time girl.
A rock was too talented to play... Go on.
Matt Williams loved Judd at her audition, but felt that she was too talented for the tiny part of Tool Time Girl, which originally went to Pamela Anderson. I called her agent and told her that she was so good we would find a way to incorporate her into the series, period. Williams recalled to Entertainment Weekly. Williams came up with the idea of creating a sister for Tim Allen's character. So a few days later, Judd's agent told Williams that the actress was not ready to go on television right now. She thinks she has a future career.
Cool. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of work went into the Bob Vila episodes. In their hot rod race in The Great Race 2, a Burbank airport runway was shut down entirely to shoot the climactic scene.
Really?
Okay. He's Bob Vila.
Yeah, that's true.
And this one is my favorite one.
Wilson's full name was Wilson W. Wilson. He was played by Errol Hyndman, who died of lung cancer in 2003 at the age of 61 years old. In the series' final curtain call, his full face was revealed to the audience.
Aw.
Yeah, and that was a very interesting thing because, they played that for years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you got bits and pieces of it throughout the whole time, but you never got the whole.
Yep.
That was funny.
Yep, that was funny. So okay. I did find some ruminations.
All right.
Yeah. From ruminate.com.
10-4.
Yes, you learn something new every day. For instance, today I learned that those toilets at Home Depot aren't hooked up to any type of plumbing. Thank you, Tony Myers.
Mark.
Just read. Sometimes you just gotta just read.
The visual is just bad. Mark D. Saban said, I should probably have specified movie watching room rather than theater room when talking to the home builder. Because now we're stuck in the middle of 6 month revival engagement of Starlight Express.
Yeah.
No.
No. Oh, my gosh. So I'm going to an unnamed store today.
Okay.
Because said paint that we were talking about.
Yes.
I'm so excited because the guy got done, painting the kitchen and I'm going to paint the cabinets. And so I opened up the can of paint last night to get started and it's the wrong color. Yeah, it's supposed to be olive gray, and instead it's like white pepper, and so that's not going to work.
Okay.
And I don't have my receipt.
Oh, they're pretty good about that.
I hope so.
As long as they haven't had a sale in the past 30 days. I'm serious.
Actually, they did. I got it on sale.
Well, that's the price you'll get.
Yeah, I don't care. That's fine. That's fine. But yeah.
And then they'll put it on the stand out front for markdown pricing.
Yes,
and
I know. And paint the rest of that. No, it's not. It's actually cabinet paint. But yeah. Anyway, so wish me luck, people. That's all we have for today. I'm Kat.
I'm Joe.
And together we're...
Oh.
Not on the right page.
Yeah. The other page, Joe. She's Kat. I'm Joe. And together we're...
Kat Soup. The best of internet humor on the radio.
Have a great week, folks.